I sometimes feel like Conway Twitty is not as popular as I thought he was. Was he a pretty popular dude, Conway Twitty?
Conway Twitty, yeah. He was huge in country music.
Was he? I mean, in general, like, would people not country music fans know who
Yes. Okay. Absolutely, Conway Twitty fans would know who he is.
No, but what I'm saying is non-country music fans, just a normal Joe walking down the street, 1977, they know who Conway Twitty is?
I think his name was unique enough to where if you mentioned Conway Twitty, people would say, yes, I know who he is. Why? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because that's perfect for this stupid that we put at the beginning of the show.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long...
All day long, I wander into traffic walking like Charlie Chaplin, listening to a podcast while thinking about a different podcast.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. Win with a sticker and stick with a winner. Here are your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hi, I'm Darren.
I am Mike.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome, Cincinnati's comedy podcast. This is episode 201.
If you're not laughing already, boy howdy, wait till about 5 to 7 minutes from now. If you're driving,
what's
going to
happen
over,
in 5 to 7 minutes,
they'll
Mike?
They'll be guffawing.
Slapping their knees.
Yes.
Yeah. We are happy that you're here. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here. Yeah, good to see you too. It is colder. It's colder than a well digger's ass.
It's cold in this room. I'm wearing a jacket that I borrowed off of Mike. He's had it hanging off this chair for months.
Fun fact, top of the house, warm.
That's right.
So when we had this HVAC, we had the system replaced because our old one died. They just came out and they're like, you know what? You just need a new one. I had a feeling that we needed one because the old one, it looked like it was rust and it clanged a little bit when it came on. So I'm like, okay.
That's bad.
It's time. All right.
It's like a Christmas carol.
Yeah. I said, since we're getting a new Christmas story. And we're getting it like all like cooled up and everything, let's make sure that the top of the house gets cool in the summer.
Yeah.
And the bottom, like you could hang meat in this room right now.
Yeah.
And he went through all this explanation about how that's not going to happen and weird things that I have to do with a vent that's over there that's covered up now because who cares?
Right.
And bottom line is he just lied. He just lied to me.
Upstairs in my house is an oven.
Yeah.
Downstairs is nice and cool.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever. Charlie's room, for some reason, it's freezing in the winter and scorching in the summer.
Right. Yeah. Mm. That's what's called being a homeowner.
Yeah.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Cincinnati's comedy podcast. Did we already say that?
We said that, yeah.
funny haha.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord. So, teasing.
Yes.
Teases.
Yes.
We just bought a car.
Yep.
And I caused Bess to be unable to order in a Chick-fil-A line just last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yeah.
And I watched Pulp Fiction with my 19-year-old son, and it was weird. So we're going to talk about that. Before we get into all the comedy, we have Mike and I have a very good friend. His name is Jason Durbin. He's a friend of us. He's my neighbor. He's also a friend of the show.
He's a cool dude.
And he's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
Honest God, you could search the world high and low, and it's hard to find a person nicer, cooler than Jason Durbin.
Yeah.
So last week, Jason Durbin was in a really bad car accident, a very bad car accident. It was a head-on collision. He survived. His ankle was very, very, very badly broken, and he broke his thumb. I don't know how he broke his thumb in the accident.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Jason's fine. He's going to be fine. He's absolutely fine.
He's got a vibranium ankle now.
Well, I was hoping he would get a vibranium ankle, but I think they just put some regular, probably cast iron skillet parts in his ankle because that's what the hospitals do these days.
This is 2024. Yeah. He should be hopping like with the Avenger that hops on the one leg.
I know.
Well,
if he had gotten a vibranium ankle, he could kick a football over the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, because that's what you need when you're fighting whatever
they're
fighting now.
But anyway, Jason, we want you to know that we're glad you're okay, buddy. And we appreciate your friendship, and we thank you for your support on the show.
Yeah.
And we hope that you get better very, very soon.
Yes.
And again, very, very happy that you survived this crash, because I know it was very scary.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So good on you, Jason.
You're listening to Irritable Dad Syndrome, Cincinnati's comedy podcast.
We just bought a car.
Wow, what'd you get?
A Toyota Highlander.
Okay.
Yeah. We pick it up on Thursday.
Okay.
We've talked about this before off the air.
Yes.
We drive cars until...
It's over. Drive them into the dirt. Yeah.
Okay. So I've had in my life a Buick Skylark.
Okay.
Skyhawk. Mm-hmm. Not a Skylark.
Right.
I've had a Ford Probe.
Okay.
I've had a Trans Am.
Okay. Oh, you had a Trans Am?
I did.
Okay.
Did a with 1999 the, with Trans Am with the T-tops.
Nice.
That thing was bad.
Yeah. Okay. Had a lot of pickup.
Yeah.
Picked up a lot of chicks. A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
So
this acting like the bandit.
So the Skyhawk I had in high school, I was in a wreck. I rear-ended the back of an SUV.
Stump Woodley wants to know, Highlander. You have to fight other yeah. Highlanders.
Well, Best did.
Okay, that's funny.
Best did. She yelled, there can be only one, and mm-hmm. just in, yeah.
Right.
So the Skyhawk, I ran into the back of an SUV,
mm-hmm.
and it was just never the same after that.
I
had to use a bag of ice. I think I talked about this before.
Yeah,
put it on
the engine.
That's that car.
Yeah.
So we just, when I got the Ford Probe, we just flat out gave that car to the neighbor. Just like, here.
Take it.
You can have it. He got into a wreck, and what I found out was it detached. Like, the front came away from the back. He's fine,
uh-huh.
but the car is not.
Right.
Okay? Now I've got the Probe. Okay. I had that through the end of college. After college, I got the Trans Am, the 99 Trans Am. I got a real job now, and I can afford this.
The chick magnet.
Fun fact, uh-huh. I could not, in fact, afford that car.
Okay.
But I also kept it and drove it forever. But once I got that car, I quit changing the oil in the Ford Probe.
Okay.
And what happens to them is they go aflame.
Uh-huh.
I threw a rod. That's what the guy told me.
Hello.
He said, sounds like you threw a rod. I was explaining what happened. You ever been playing pinball and one of them, like, it sounds like the ball dropped down and hit a wood thing and you're like, what happened? Like, boom, boom, boom.
And I've had the pinball shoot up and hit the glass.
Okay, same thing.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like. And then I saw a little temperature gauge mm-hmm. on the car go whoop. And I was like, that's interesting.
Hmm.
I've never seen that
interesting,
happen.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the dials move like that. And then I saw some smoke coming from the hood. And I did the one thing you're not supposed to do. I lifted the hood. It allowed oxygen to come in.
Right.
You shall not pass Gandalf fireball came out. And I ran screaming down the highway.
Right.
That was car number two.
Okay.
The Trans Am, its final voyage, when we were trading it in for the minivan that's out there,
mm-hmm.
I had Best...
You traded a Trans Am for a minivan.
Yes. And I was glad to do it
okay.
at that time because the way the Trans Am was going...
Did they ask for your man card?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was
We used to have a minivan too,
yeah.
so...
It was in such a state that when I was at red lights, I'd have to rev it to keep the engine going. If mm-hmm. I didn't, it would die.
Okay.
And then, of course, so what, you know, put yourself in another person. Every time I have to pull up to a red light, I'm sitting there going.
So everyone thinks you want to race.
Yeah, everyone thought I wanted to race. So every time I'm at I'm going to the store
uh-huh.
down at Kroger. It was right down because we live in those little apartments there.
Okay.
Pull up the stoplight. And I'd look, there'd be a dude. There are so many other cars that peeled out down there because of me. And then I just nonchalantly go along my way.
A quick aside.
Uh-huh.
I had a Ford Escort hatchback, 4-speed, used as much oil as it used gas.
Uh-huh.
And my car had the same problem.
Yeah.
And I would be at the red light and I would have to do that. Because
yeah.
if I didn't, it would shake and rattle. It wouldn't roll.
Yeah.
And people beside me would look like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. They think I'm trying to drag race with them in a Ford Escort hatchback.
I will say I miss that car so much. I love that car
so much.
The sound it made, just normal idling, like mm-hmm. it sounded like an angry tiger on PCP.
What color was it?
Black.
Oh yeah. And had the bird on the hood?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not on the hood.
Okay.
No, the hood was just straight black. The bird was on the back.
Okay.
This is the 99 Trans Am. This is not the Burt Reynolds Trans Am.
Okay.
It was the T-tops, all black on the inside, stick shift,
8-track,
6-speed. No.
No.
All red on the inside.
Oh,
not
man.
Red, not red, like the lights, the
okay.
everything had a red motif. Everything else was black.
Okay.
Boy, I have dreams about the car. I have dreams about like driving the trip and driving. Yeah. I'm getting misty. I just thinking of it. I'm going to go on. But anyway, the final voyage of the Trans Am, I listened to The Fly from Octane Baby.
Okay.
And
of course.
You
listen to that every day, so that makes sense.
It sputtered and died at King's Toyota. It literally died in there. Like, I couldn't get it into a space. It died like in between. And I was like, they're like, can you get it up here? I was like, no, I can't. I can't. It's this is it. And they're like, okay.
My last car was the Pontiac Vibe. Mm. And I'd put like 220,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And finally decided that, you know, couldn't think of anybody who would actually buy it. So I was going to donate it to Goodwill.
Uh-huh.
And they said, yeah, bring it on by. And we've got the paperwork ready to go.
They wouldn't take it.
I couldn't get out of the drive. I had to jump it one last time. And dude, I am so sentimental. Yeah. I really am so sentimental. Yeah. That trip from my house to Goodwill, I'm just driving and I'm just petting the dash. I'm like, you're such a good car. And I'm sorry that, you know, it's like came to an end and all the great times we had.
Yeah, I was practically in tears.
All the times I sat in the back seat eating sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know,
I still have a piece of the Trans Am. I have the black.
I have a piece of my Vibe.
In Ohio, at the time, you had to have a front license plate and they had a cover.
Yeah.
With the bird right on the front, and I have it up there, and I'd look at it every once in a while.
Pontiac Trans Am, Pontiac Vibe. Yeah, there you go.
Dude, they're like the same.
We're the same guy.
Anyway, but I was glad to get the minivan. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I was glad.
Join us next week, and Mike will tell us about his new car.
The minivan was awesome when we first got it. You've seen it. It's like 14, 15 years old. Yeah. It's not in a good way
right
now. But what I wanted to talk about is the difference in negotiating for cars.
Okay.
So I went with my dad when he bought his new truck, and this was back in the 90s, 80s.
Yeah.
And I remember he haggled with it. We went in the morning at like 7 or 8 in the morning. I was a little kid. We were there all day. We didn't leave until an hour after they closed. We were there all day.
Haggling.
Going back on forth on price. Yeah. I need to test drive it again. I'm not really. There was a little bit of a shimmy.
Well, you know, they My put that true code on at the factory.
He knocked literally thousands of dollars off the price. The dealer was tired of this.
Yeah.
Okay. We get all the way to the end of the financing paperwork. You know, there's like all these things you have to sign and all that stuff. The very last signature, he stops and he's like, I can't believe I have a boat. I need a trailer hitch on this. And the dealer looked at him and was like, I can't, that's a $700 ad. I can't do that. And my dad's like, put the pen down. He's like, Michael, let's go.
Oh my God.
And we, like I said, I said, are we leaving? And he's walking out. He didn't answer me.
Uh-huh.
And the dealer chased him out in the parking lot as my dad's getting in his truck, his old beat up truck that we know we're not going home in.
Bum, bum, bada,
yeah.
Bum.
Yeah. Said, are you seriously ending this deal over $700? And my dad's like, I got to have a hitch and I'm not paying for it. And the guy gave him a $700 hitch.
Badass.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Fast forward. When we were in there for the Trans Am, sticker. That the guy said, this is the price. And I was there with my dad because I'm like, I'm taking my dad. Fanch was there too. We had because Fanch was an accountant. We're going to like get this thing for garbage deal.
Yeah.
And the dealer literally said, he's like, I've got six people coming to look at this car tomorrow. And one of them's bringing cash.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have to sell it to you. As a matter of fact, I'm losing money talking to you right now. He's like, right now, take it or not, you're wasting my time.
Yep.
And I remember looking at my dad and my dad's like, do you want it?
Yeah.
This is
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
When we went to go buy Bess's Honda Civic, I told her, I was like, I've done this. I've seen my dad do it, everything. We sat down across from the guy and he said, there's the price. How do you guys want to pay for it? I'm like, can we get any money off of that? And he said, no.
No.
Yeah. So, and then the van was similar. I was proud of the van because we didn't get the undercoat and we didn't get that. The extended warranty. The guy was passive aggressive with us.
Mm.
He's like, I mean, I have the same van and I got the extended warranty.
He owns every car.
I got the extended warranty.
Yeah.
And he's like, 3 years in, the automatic doors quit moving and the warranty took care or the extended warranty took care of it, which prompted Bess to say, and it was beautiful. We didn't plan anything. She's like, wait, are you telling us that this car is going to be bad in 3 years?
That the doors, the
doors are not going to work? And he's like, no. I'm just saying, if. And she's like, it sounds like you're saying like they're going to thing. And I was like, I don't think we're going to get the extended warranty. And like, he switched off. He quit being nice guy. He's like, sign there. Uh-huh. It's out there. Go. It's like, he was done with this. Yesterday, we go into the dealership. All right. I go up to the thing. I'm like, he's like, there's the price. Mm-hmm. And here's the financing. And I was like, I'm telling Bess, I was like, that's like thousands of dollars less than the other place. Mm-hmm. They're doing a special over there at the at this place that we bought it from. And I forgot that taxes and all that stuff are extra. So that ate away the fun part.
Yeah.
But we get to the end and he's like, there it is. And he's like, you know, and I knew that people want this car. And I couldn't not get it at that price. Like, what are we going to do? Go back to the thing that's about to explode the next time we drive it? So we ended up getting it. I did. I was proud of this. They added, by accident, assume it was my accident.
Right.
They added $2,000 back in because the math didn't add up at the column of numbers. And I caught that. I was like, whoa, this is more than what we agreed to. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have caught that in finance. I'm sure they would have.
Well, when I bought my Pontiac Vibe, I was looking at a Pontiac Vibe, and then in Johnson City, there's a dealership called Sherwood Chevrolet. And I had driven down to Sherwood, and I was looking at, I can't remember what I was looking at. I think an Outback or something. I can't remember. Now, my mom used to sell cars.
Okay.
And this was very common to happen on a lot. Occasionally, they'll leave the lights on a vehicle, and a battery would die.
Okay.
So I was going to test drive this car at Sherwood Chevrolet.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it to start. And they said, let me go get a jumper. We'll jump it for you right now. I said, I've got to get to work, but tell you what, I'll come back.
Yeah.
And so they said, okay, come on back and see us. I said, okay. So I'm really deciding, should I get the Pontiac Vibe? And I go back to test drive a car at Sherwood Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I find the dealer, or I find the guy who I had talked to. Yeah. He's standing there at the front of the thing with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I don't know if you remember me or not. I was here a couple of days ago. I was going to drive that red Outback. I said, did you guys get the battery jumped on it? He goes, no, I haven't had time. And I thought, it's been 3 days. It had been 3 days. I'm surprised he remembered me. And I said, well, I was going to test drive it because I'm really trying to decide whether I should get that car or get this Pontiac Vibe that I'm looking at up the street. And he goes, well, Pontiacs are good cars. I bought three for my daughters. And I just want to go, how stupid are you?
I know.
Do you want to sell a car?
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And I drove straight to Pontiac.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you need to thank Roy over there at Sherwood Chevrolet. And they were laughing so hard they could hardly stand it.
This guy we bought from, he couldn't give a shit if we bought the car or not.
I'm just like, was I supposed to be offended? Well, I'm not going to buy a girl car. If you're buying it for your daughters, I'm buying a car, by God, that a man drives.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did add $1,000. He's like, I'm going to go get the paperwork together. Yeah. I want you to look at this brochure for this diamond coat thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good deal. I just want you to know about it. And then he comes back and the price of the car is up $1,000 because they put the diamond thing.
Yeah.
And I said, we don't want the diamond thing. He's like, you don't? Because I have it on my car. I was like, okay, we don't want it on our car. Yeah. He's like, all right. He just crossed it, took $1,000 off. I'm like, wow. And then when he left again, you know, Bess said, do we really not need that? And I was like, no, we don't. Look at the 15-year-old van out there.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get diamond on it. And just 2 years ago, the dashboard started to crack open just from sun damage.
Yeah.
This thing is like beyond that, way beyond that. So we're good.
I wish I could have done what your dad did. But when we bought our Nissan. Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't care that much anymore about selling stuff.
I know, but it's like, so we had already moved up to the Cincinnati area. We had an apartment in Kentucky and we needed a car. And my mom knew a guy who worked at the Nissan dealership who she had bought her last two cars from him, I think, or maybe, I don't know. So he says, you know, she told him we were in the market. He says, I will give them a good deal. Mm-hmm. And so we went, we saw him and he did give us a pretty good deal on the Nissan.
Okay.
And so we're going to buy the Nissan and then drive it back to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we buy the Nissan and we had already filled out all the things. We signed all the paper.
Yeah.
We did all the stuff. Then Libby was getting all the stuff out of the trunk of her old car and we were transferring over. And they said, there's two things we've got to do to the car. So tell you what, I mean, we're going to show you the showroom or the service area because they're required to show people the service area. I'm like, why are we seeing the service area? We don't live in Johnson City.
We got good oil here.
Exactly. You know, so they were
look at these wrenches.
Yeah. They come in a Phillips head,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
A Phillips head wrench? Yeah. Really?
We got Metric.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they showed us the service area, and they showed us the other room, and showed us something else. And we're sitting there, and we're waiting. And we've got like a 7-8 hour drive.
Mm.
Okay. And we're just like, okay, we need to leave. Can we have our new car? This who worked there, another guy, said, I noticed you guys have two cars out there. Yeah, we sold one, and then the other one's mine, and I'm following her back home. He goes, how long have you had that? And I told him. He goes, do you want to trade that in? I'm like, no. Well, we could give you a really good deal. I'm like, I'm not interested in trading in my car. He goes, what if I told you that we did this? And I was like,
we just bought a car.
You're trying to sell me another car. And if we hadn't have already signed everything, I would have said, Libby, get your purse. And we would have walked out just to piss him off. He's trying to sell me a second car.
Yeah.
The nerve.
Yeah.
God, this is why I hate going and buying cars.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the next time we're going to buy a car, I doubt this guy's going to be there because it's going to be another 15 years. But I love buying a car from him. He just didn't care if we were going to take it or not. They just don't care.
Yeah.
I think they just expect people have researched. But no, you're right. If you don't buy
someone's going to get with the next day.
I exposed you to Reddit today. I looked at Reddit on this thing and there's waiting lists for this car.
Yeah.
Because Bess wants the particular color that we got. I tried to get her to get black.
Mm-hmm.
I like black cars.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She wants it's moon dust, ooh, which is an expensive way of saying light blue. It is nice. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's one of the beauties of being like we are, where you don't buy something new like that forever.
Yeah.
Is that when you get the new one, it's like, holy these things have shocks now. You can look at this windshield wiper fluid really cleans the windshield off now.
Oh,
it makes it moist.
The Honda that I have now, after Dad died, I sold his house and his land, and I got a pretty decent chunk of change. And I thought, you know, Dad never bought me a car while he was alive.
Yeah.
He's going to buy me one now. So I went and I saw this Honda that I like, and I just went and I got a cashier check.
Yeah.
And I just wrote the right outright. Here you go. This is the money. And they're like, what type of financing? Oh, I'm not financing at all.
Yeah,
and I thought, I'm never going to be able to do this again, ever. Right. And it felt so good.
Yeah.
Just to, here you go.
Yeah.
And, but when we were test driving it, the boys are in the back seat and I turned on the wiper fluid. They'd never seen wiper fluid. Whoa. What was that?
Hey, what happened?
Do that again. And I did it again. It's like, do you have water that comes out of your car? I'm like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And then, when I was checking the vehicle out, I opened up the trunk and looked in and saw where the spare tire was.
Yeah.
They'd never seen that before either. Mind blown.
Yeah.
And they're like, Mom,
yeah,
Dad's car has a hidden compartment and water that comes out of the windows.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's just They still ask me to turn on the wiper.
So one thing we have, and we're not really concerned, but it's, you know, Charlie was with us. Charlie has been going with us every time we've looked at cars or anything. He's fascinated with it. So he was with us last night when we were doing all this. And we talked about it has a safety feature with the, you push the button and it calls 911 automatically and they like zero in. It sends GPS coordinates.
Okay.
All this stuff. A Toyota helicopter comes in.
Helicopters, they drop from the sky.
Matt Damon drops down with a submachine gun and takes out whatever's attacking you.
Yeah.
And I said, what if he pushes the button? He's like, well, then they're going to come. And then I looked over at Charlie and his eyes. I could tell he was.
I get to push like, the shiny candy-like button.
Please. Yeah. This is not. It's like right there. It's red. It's big. It's friendly.
It's a red
looking
button.
It's a red button.
Oh,
it says SOS.
And it's within kid reach?
Well, he would have to be up on the thing. No, but. Yeah, this is Bess's car. She hasn't had a new car since 15 years. So it's like sunroof. Yeah. We went crazy. We're excited.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
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 Very excited.
Now it's time for Dave's Comedy Corner. I played so much Mrs. Pac-Man when I was a kid, I actually thought the pretzel was a fruit.
Ah, waka waka waka.
This has been Dave's Comedy Corner, brought to you this week by Zipper Lube. Let Zipper Lube create a life of smooth and easy zipping and unzipping. Now back to the show.
The other day, my oldest son, Jacob, he's 19. He comes mm-hmm. down and he says, Mom, look at me. I'm dressed like a dad. Not okay. dad.
Yeah.
A dad.
A dad.
Yeah. He had a Hawaiian shirt, khakis, okay. Cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. He had his sandals on and he was okay. wearing a ball cap and that's, he was so excited.
That's pretty good.
He's so yeah. excited. He's dressing like a dad. He yeah. goes, Oh, I'm missing one thing. He goes up and comes back down. He's wearing a belt with his shirt tucked in. And I'm like, now cut that out.
There we go.
You cut that. I do not yeah. wear a belt with shorts. Yeah. And then he goes in the refrigerator and he gets a beer and he's just standing there holding a beer.
Yeah.
And he's like, so did you see the game last week? Yeah, it's a pretty good game. Yeah. It's supposed to rain next time. And yeah. next time you go to Knoxville, you're going to take 75 all the way down. I'm like, Jake, okay, yeah. this is eerily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did it for hours. And he was so happy because he yeah. was acting like a dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
He's telling
okay.
to go out and mow the lawn like a dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Go get my oil change like a dad. Pay these bills like a dad.
Get on the porch and tell kids to get off your lawn. Yeah. Speaking of Jacob, he's been asking for a long time if he could watch Pulp Fiction.
I'm excited for this story.
Well, I'm sorry. It's hard. Okay. It's very hard to let him watch because I know exactly everything uh-huh. he's going to see and hear. And I know he's 19 years old
uh-huh.
and I don't baby him. I really uh-huh. don't. I've never babied him.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, okay, we can watch it, but it's going to be weird. Okay. Uh-huh. And there were parts where I was like really, really cringing.
Uh-huh. The Gimp.
Yeah, well, you see, here's the thing. We watched about half yeah. of it, and then I had to do something.
Oh, so
we
that's not a good movie to like stop in the middle.
Well, we stopped right after he takes Mia Wallace back home after their date.
Okay.
And he was absolutely on the edge of his seat
yeah.
with the whole, do I have to do it three times?
yeah.
And he was just,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. And so yeah. I have no idea what to do when, you know, we meet the Gimp. And they go, you know, into the secret room.
Yeah. yeah.
And
so you guys haven't finished it yet.
We have okay. not. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know that Quentin Tarantino is one of my favorite directors of all time.
I know.
And I got a hair up my butt the other day and I started watching Inglourious Basterds clips. One just came up on TikTok. It was Brad Pitt as Aldo Raine. I am Lieutenant Aldo Raine and we're going to kill Nazis. Every man in my command owes me 100 Nazi scalps.
I saw that clip.
And I want my scalps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just started watching, you know, mm-hmm. with
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. Eli Roth. That's who it is. Eli Roth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just beats the dude to death with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Well, I've told you I'm hit and miss with Quentin Tarantino. Some of his movies I loved. Other ones, I just, you know, they didn't really do anything for me. But I remember I was so excited to see Grindhouse.
I've never seen that one.
Okay. So Grindhouse is amazing.
Is that the one with the lady with the machine gun leg?
Yeah, she's got the machine gun leg.
Yeah.
And so the first part is Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And that movie was called, I can't remember, but it was the first movie was a zombie movie.
Okay.
And then the second movie was Quentin Tarantino. It was a girl who wanted to do a stunt. She wanted to...
Death Proof. With Kurt Russell.
Yes, she wanted to ride on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she's riding on the hood of a car, and then Kurt Russell starts chasing them.
Yeah.
And so that's when the danger ensues.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my problem with Death Proof was every single character sounded exactly like Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, he does write great dialogue, uses a lot of language, whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing was, every single person sounded like Quentin Tarantino. Now, you look at Pulp Fiction, Mia Wallace doesn't sound like Vincent Vega.
Yeah, yeah.
And neither does Marcellus Wallace. And nobody sounds like Jules Verne. They all had their uniqueness. Yeah. But the characters did not have their uniqueness in Death Proof.
Yeah, and that's the same way with The Hateful Eight and Inglourious Basterds.
Uh-oh.
Please stand by. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Thank you.
And we're back.
And you can hear me.
I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Tarantino. Yeah. Twentin Quarantino. The quadrilateral equation.
Right.
I watched True Romance for the first time. Most of it. I didn't finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
With Christian Slater.
I love Christian
Christopher
Slater.
Christopher Walken.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie Pepper. What's his name?
Donnie Pepper. My favorite Christian Slater movie was Pump Up the Volume.
Okay.
Love that movie.
What's the guy's name that was in Hoosiers? He was the drunk guy.
Gene Hackman.
No, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, not Donnie Pepper. Dennis Hoffman.
Dennis Hopper.
I felt like everybody sounded like Quentin Tarantino in that movie. Like
yeah.
Christian Slater. They all did.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes he doesn't differentiate his characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So while we're mentioning Kurt Russell.
Yes.
So on the TikTok last week, there was a clip of Kurt Russell from the movie Breakdown. You ever see Breakdown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. They show the clip where he flags down the police officer. Uh-huh. Officer, this man has kidnapped my wife. Uh-huh. Right. And then they search the truck and the front door and his wife's not there.
Yeah.
And Kurt Russell's losing his mind. And I commented, I said, Kurt Russell has got to be the least appreciated actor or one of the most underappreciated actors of all time.
Yeah.
And close to 700 people like that and agree with me.
Okay.
About 20 people call me absolute crazy.
And
they're like, what are you talking about? He's really appreciated. I'm like, my point is he should have a wall full of golden trophies.
And he seems like an exceptionally nice dude.
Yeah.
Every interview I've seen with him, mm-hmm. he's like just funny and like humble and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's one of our greatest actors.
He is.
And he was nominated one time for an Emmy Award when he played Elvis. I'm like, the dude, he should have been nominated for Miracle.
Mm.
My God.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen Miracle?
No.
The hockey movie?
With
the
But we did. Me, Bess, and Andrew watched The Thing. I think Charlie watched it with us, too.
You have to watch Miracle.
The Thing. Okay.
You just got to.
Yeah. I'm not a big hockey fan.
But yeah, like 600-700 people agreed with me. 20 people think I'm nuts. Pretty good average.
You could get on there and say, I like to drink water when I'm thirsty. And 20 people will disagree with you.
Then there's the people, oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that, Einstein?
Aquafina? Yeah.
It's time now for the Chick-fil-A story of the week.
We were out late, you know, dealing with this car situation. So we didn't have time to cook anything. We're going to stop at Chick-fil-A. Chicken fillet, as it were.
Yes.
And Bess is driving her van,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the passenger. Which means I have idle time, and I'm on my phone while we're in the drive-through.
The line. Yep.
The long line, because there's always like 20 cars at Chick-fil-A. And she says, I'm going to start texting you the order. And she says, I'm just doing it so that I can read the texts when the dude walks up and asks me what I want. Like, okay, because she's getting orders from Andrew and Charlie and me and everything.
Okay.
She wants to just have them there and she can read them.
Okay.
And so I'm scrolling through and I see a meme that cracked me up. It's like, you know, the little golden books.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
The ugly duckling.
Yeah. It's a picture of all these wild horses running. And the title of the book is Your Mom's Fart Spooked the Horses. And I've giggled over there, and I didn't do this on purpose. Your mom farted so loud it spooked the horses.
Yeah.
And I always, whenever I see something that I think Bess will like, I text it to her.
I do the same thing with Libby.
So I do that, and right as I'm hitting send, I look over, and she's talking to the guy. And she's reading, and then I see the little text, like little picture loading, and she's in the middle of talking, and I can see it from where I'm at. And she just starts, she has to stop the order because she starts laughing. And I'm over there laughing so hard, I can't breathe. And the more she can't order, the more I'm laughing. And then I hear the guy doing almost like a Beavis and Butthead, like, he can't even see what we're laughing at. And she keeps apologizing, which makes me laugh harder. Now Charlie's looking up. He starts laughing.
Whole family's crazy.
It took forever to get through that order. And then even when they were bringing the order out later, we're still guffawing and could not calm down. But Yeah. So from now on, anytime we're driving anywhere and we go through the drive-thru, I'm making sure to text Bess.
This has been the Chick-fil-A Story of the Week.
Libby and I finally tried to watch The Marvels on Disney Plus. Okay.
Okay.
I had not heard good things about it.
No.
And so I was really nervous about trying it out. And then a friend of mine who I went to high school with, she thought it was pretty good. And I respect her opinion. And so I thought, okay, whatever, we'll give it a shot. Oh my God, is this a bad movie?
Yeah, yeah.
It is so bad.
It's not good.
It's just like really, really bad.
What are the Marvels? Is it like the X-Men?
It's Captain Marvel.
Brittany Bree. Bree Larson.
Bree Larson. Yeah. Right? And I like her.
She's named after her.
Jeez. Yeah. I like her a lot. And I liked Captain Marvel. And I thought she was good in the Avengers.
Who's Captain Marvel?
She's Captain Marvel.
Oh, she's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I watched that movie together. Okay. So Allison Brie. Brie Larson. Yes. Allison Brie is another actress.
Yeah. Okay.
Brie Larson is Captain Marvel.
Okay.
She tried to fight Thanos, but he pulled the Power Stone and clocked her.
Yeah.
She's an Academy Award winner, Brie Larson.
Did she win an Academy Award?
She won an Academy Award.
For?
Yeah. For a movie Captain called Marvel? Room. No, she did not win for Captain Marvel. And she certainly is not even going to be nominated for The Marvels.
The Marvels.
So So she's Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
On The Mouse, Disney Plus,
okay,
there is a TV show called Miss Marvel.
Okay.
With this little, 15-year-old, I think she's 15, 14 okay. or 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And I believe she is from India, I think. I think that's her heritage.
Yeah, she's in the game.
Right,
There's an Avengers game, and you play as her at the start.
Right. Yeah, she found this glove or something.
Okay, yeah.
And she has Marvel-ish
powers. She could moonwalk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And then there's the other chick from Captain Marvel who was...
Deidre.
Maybe. I can't remember her name.
She writes the people's name down on the list for general admission into the sphere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what she does.
No. No.
Oh, I just listened to that episode.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. So there's three people in there who have Marvel-ish powers. And the first 5-10 minutes of the movie, they keep... I would punch you, and then I would change from Darren to the 15-year-old girl, and then I would teleport into some other room somewhere else. And they keep, what happened? Where am I? What's going on?
Okay.
And the movie looks like a made-for-TV experience.
Okay.
Like they shot it for CBS.
Yeah.
And Libby and I are trying to watch it, and neither of us can get into it. And then Jacob comes down. And 2 minutes into it, he goes, oh, my God, this is horrible. Dude, we stopped at 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sam Jackson couldn't save this movie.
Oh, man.
I don't know what's wrong with Marvel. I'm hoping
Deadpool Wolverine
will be good. And then maybe the next Captain America with Harrison Ford.
Have you seen the last Deadpool Wolverine trailer where Deadpool is saying... They bring him in, and it's one of the guys from S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, my God, are you putting me in the universe to save the Marvel universe? And he's like, we're going to save your precious little fifth wave that nobody cares about or something like that. I was like, oh, they're letting him do whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the Marvel Messiah. I'm Marvel Jesus.
Oh, my
Watch
God.
The tra- it's, wow, it's great. Wow. Yeah, it's hilarious. I'm not doing it justice, but yeah.
It's going to take something. I don't know where did it go wrong, Mike?
Thanos. Nobody cares. After Thanos, nobody cares. What villain are they going to do? They tried to bring that gigantor guy or whatever the dude in the ocean. Kang.
Yeah.
I thought Kang looked goofy.
Yeah. Kang.
And seemed goofy.
Yeah. Ant-Man 3, what sucked about Ant-Man 3 was that it just got really weird.
So you've
and
got.
They didn't make it. Fun like yeah. Ant-Man 1 and 2, it stood out like a sore thumb.
So in Thanos, you've got a purple guy
mm-hmm.
that snaps his fingers and half of the universe dies.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Lex Luthor and his little green crystal. Lex I know he's DC before we get comments. Oh, excuse me. They can't do anything with that.
Right. I know. But I mean, so Ant-Man 3 wasn't great. I didn't like Thor 4.
I did like that. Love and Thunder. I did like that.
Got on my nerves.
What other ones are there? There was like some scary ones, or like Moon Knight or something.
Moon Knight. I didn't like that.
The werewolf one. We have it, which Morbius.
I liked Mobius.
We haven't watched it yet.
I did like Mobius.
Yeah.
Morbius. Morbius.
Mobius? I think it's Mobius. Morbius is Mofo-ish. The dude from Matrix.
Whatever. I did like that one, but that wasn't a Marvel movie. That was a Sony movie. That was Marvel affiliated.
Yeah. I think the Avengers Endgame was one of those moments.
They should have stopped. They should have just stopped.
They should have done a Return of the Jedi.
26 like, movies.
They should have done what Return of the Jedi did. We're just done for 20 years or whatever. Right. And then you guys can come back and start playing again.
I mean, do you think they should have given more time in between?
Yeah.
Get like a 5-year break, a 10-year break?
People just got sick of it.
Yeah. I think it was too much. There was way too many movies.
Yeah.
It's like if you miss one, you're lost.
What happened?
And there was
too much. And then you have to sit through the... I got so sick of that. I was like, we're going to YouTube it. I'm not sitting here for 15 minutes.
Right.
Because 5,100 million people made this movie.
Right. To watch the 2-minute bonus clip. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ones from Shang-Chi didn't even seem to have anything to do with anything. I don't even remember what they were.
I remember
you see like Brie Larson walk open her fridge and there's, wait, who drank all the beer? And then... That's Iron Man's taking a and he's just, you got any toilet paper? It didn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, the end of Love and Thunder was Archimedes or some Greek mythology guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Kramer busts in.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah.
And I thought DC was going to take off. No, they're coming back. They're starting over. They got somebody. Somebody's came in. They got rid of Superman. And they're rebooting Superman again.
They got the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy heading up.
They got rid of Superman, which I really, really like the new Superman.
Mm. Yeah.
But he is going, the rumors are he's working on Warhammer 40K, which is the next one.
Warhammer 40K?
Yeah.
What is that?
The show's not long enough for it. It's like, you talk about geek culture, man. It's the next big one. It's the next Star Wars / Lord of the Rings. Well, maybe not there. It's one of those.
Yeah.
There's like literally hundreds of books, and it's a tabletop game. It's been popular for decades, and he wants to bring it to the big screen.
Yeah.
It's these big like space marine guys fighting aliens and orcs and stuff in space.
Maybe
orcs
it'll be
in
cool.
space, shooting orcs in space.
Oh,
with
I thought
guns.
You said whores in space.
Well,
that'd spin-off. Be worth watching too.
Yeah.
Space whores. Yeah,
201 episodes. We made it. We didn't talk about it. We'll talk about it more next week. I do want to throw a plug in for Fallout. If you're not watching Fallout, Amazon Prime, you need to watch it. It's
a TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's way better than it has any right to be. It's based off the game Fallout.
Oh, okay.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
They went nuts on it. Highly, highly recommend.
I will have to check it out.
Yeah. Now, so we are watching it with Charlie and Andrew after about... At about the 30 to 35 minute mark in the first episode, a little thing in the back of my head said, maybe you shouldn't be letting Charlie watch this.
Yeah.
And then at the 36 minute mark, it was like, you definitely shouldn't let Charlie watch this. We had to fast forward a little bit, get a little Games of Thrones-y. And then it just went bloody as anything you've ever seen in your life. Heads exploded and everything. Your kids will be fine. Like I said, Charlie's watching it. It's Charlie's new favorite show. It is really good, though. You don't have to know anything about the game. It helps if you know what the game's about
but
you don't have to. It explains everything.
Okay.
Walton Goggins, you know who Walton Goggins is? If I showed you a picture, you know who he is.
Okay.
He's awesome. Yeah, but really good show. So you should watch it. We should talk about it next week. Who cares about Marvel? We're getting a Monopoly game. Yeah, are we getting a Monopoly game movie?
Apparently so. Barbie, Margot Robbie is making a Monopoly movie, and I just hope that Ryan Gosling plays the shoe. I don't know what they're going to do with the Monopoly movie. Yeah. Didn't they try to make a Tetris movie one time? How many board game movies?
They could do a Tetris movie. Yeah. If they did it about the actual, like,
did you see Saturday Night Live, not last week, but the week before, where What's-her-face didn't want to play Ticket to Ride because she didn't want to be Jumanji'd into the game.
No.
And the guy's like, look, one, that doesn't happen. Two, you don't get Jumanji'd into the game.
Yeah.
The character's Jumanji out of the game. So come on. And it reminded me a lot of the Weezer sketch with Matt Damon.
Okay.
And they're fighting at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest, one of the five greatest sketches of all time. Guys, this has been episode 201. We want to thank you for listening, and we thank you for your support. And, you know, last week we dropped our 200th episode.
Yeah.
And thanks to our patrons for saying some nice things during that episode. We really appreciate that. And we want you to know that if you want to get a t-shirt, you can go to irritabledadsyndrome.com.
We have them.
Buy one. If you want, you can become a patron of the show. Now's the best time ever to become a patron of the show.
There's stuff there.
All the cool kids are patrons of the show.
Yeah. That's right.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got some openings. We do. Go and download every episode. Tell all your friends about it. And we would really, really appreciate it.
Leave a review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, which you should be, because apparently that's all they care about.
Oh, yeah.
Leave a review on there. Apparently that spiked us up in the thing. It can spike us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to be spiked.
Yeah. We would love for you to spike us.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see you next week on Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Irritable Dad Syndrome is a Mike Odell, Darren Cox production.
Stop tapping that chair.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't have a headset on, so you can't tell all the noise that you're making. Stop that.
I need to unplug that.
Yeah, it's still on, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to unplug it.
Hold on. Okay. You talk amongst
yourself. Yeah. This might pop. Mike's just sitting there going, huh? Yeah, so I was watching this movie the other day, and there's like... Hi, I'm Darren.
I'm Mike.
What is wrong with you?
Thought you were going to say I'm Mike.
No, you say you're Mike because you're Mike. Now, there have been times where I said, hi, I'm Mike, and then you said, I'm Darren, and nobody noticed that.
Checkity check, check, check.
Yeah, I can only hear in my left ear.
Check. Wiggle your wiggly. Now, reach up there and grab it. It's the one going into the thing. You gotta...
Every single... Wiggle it, reach up and grab it. The one going into the...
The one actually going into the mixer. The plug into the mixer. The main deal.
So, for the record, you reach up and grab it.
Yeah.
Wiggle it.
Yeah.
The one going into the thing. I dropped my pants and I sat in the pudding and they said, you're not making a very good impression. I stood up. I said, looks fine to me.
There you go. Is it working?
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. Win with a sticker. And stick with a... Okay.
Somebody was talking like me. Norm MacDonald. I was watching an old thing of him on David Letterman. He's like, somebody put a turkey on the thing there.
Yeah.
You know how you put a turkey on the thing?
On the thing, yeah.
You turn the thing up on the thing. and they do the stuff. We are very technical. Nothing but the best here at Irritable Dad Syndrome. Thank you for showing up, guys. Daddy need to go seep seep.
Your mom's fart spooked the horses.